to that allegation.
Yes, but you're giving a better account of the story now than you did at the beginning. The main point of this story... Here, I'll show you the headline. Can you see it? Millie Dowler's phone was hacked. When the Prime Minister stood up in the House of Commons and said, this is disgusting, what he said is, they were hacking into the victims of crime, the victims of terrorism. This is disgusting. When your chairman, Rupert Murdoch, apologised, he apologised because they had hacked into this little girl's voicemail. And I agree that the deletion was an important element. It did have an emotional impact, but it wasn't the whole story. And if you put it in the context that the police were all over the News of the World for 6 months by now, and that they had thrown in their hand on all those civil actions, it's delusional to try to pretend that the new evidence on this one element of one story would have changed the outcome. I'm afraid that's mischief-making.
What about the concern about the coverage that this new development has reached? That actually the Guardian had the hacking story on its front page day after day for weeks and weeks, and yet this story and this correction was buried somewhere deeper in the paper.
Okay, so we had the Millie Dowler story on our front page for one day, which is where it belonged. As I've explained to you, 95% of that story has now been confirmed by all the new evidence. We took the initiative. We found this out. We put it in the newspaper on Saturday. We ran it prominently on our website. It was a page lead inside the paper. It would have been rather disproportionate and weird to take new evidence that confirms what we've been told, put it all over the front page all over again, to give it a page and an inch size.
But if you search for this story on the internet now and you look at the Guardian website, and I'm just looking at the page now, the story is still there with a small note at the top saying, see footnote. 3 pages later, you finally get to, this article was updated on the 9th and the 11th of December 2011. Since this story was published, new evidence has led police to conclude that the News of the World was not responsible for the deletion of voicemails from Millie Dowler's mobile phone that caused her parents to have false hopes that she was alive.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it's buried right at the bottom of the story, isn't it?
You're talking about the correction that's on the story that was published in July. What we did was we wrote a whole news story. You wouldn't be talking to me now if the Guardian hadn't published this information. That news story was prominently displayed in Saturday's paper, prominently displayed on the website from Friday night. It's still there on the website. The last time I looked half an hour ago, that news story still had its own headline on the media pages, 2 to 3 days after we first published it. This is not a newspaper hiding. This is a newspaper doing what it should do.
Hold on, Nick, that's not true. You know, this story, hold on, Nick, please. This story was printed at 10:30 on Friday night, while the whole Euro problem was going on. It was written in the most convoluted, confusing way. My father told me, I can quote him on this, he's a Guardian reader of 30 years. He knows all about the phone hacking scandal because of me and because of the Guardian. And he read that story and he did not understand what point we're making in that story.
I'm sorry about that, Tom, and I don't understand.
I struggle to believe that someone with such incredible experience as you, an award-winning journalist, you and David Lee, with 60 years journalist experience between you, would write an article that shoddily. I don't understand that. Maybe you can explain.
Well, I can tell you the only other thing is that when you write a story like that, all the executives start pecking at it and the lawyer has a little go, so the copy you write gets, you know, fiddled with by the time.
But the story was clear as mud.
Sorry?
The story was as clear as mud.
I don't think that's clear.
You have got an editor's note on the top of it explaining exactly the point of which should have been the intro.
But if that story wasn't clear, we wouldn't be now having this discussion and people wouldn't be tweeting about it. They're doing that as a result of what we've told them.
As a result of people like me actually getting on and saying, hold on, this was completely unreported for several days over the weekend because of the Euro crisis, quite rightly some might say. But, you know, this has been a fight back from people at News World saying, actually, hold on, we want a bit of parity, a bit of fairness.
I think people were talking about the failure to report on phone hacking at all by any News International paper from 2009 till 2011 is a bigger problem. The fact that you don't tell the truth so that people can believe a lie. I'm a reader of a paper, I don't publish a paper, I don't work for a paper. If you're going to give news, give the full news, but don't criticise each other for not giving the news. The whole truth is that the police have confirmed that they're still investigating whether the News of the World might have deleted those messages. That's a full stop. That's what affects the Dowler family. That's what the revulsion might have been about. But you also hacked the phone of a dead, murdered schoolgirl.
And I'm making an apology for that.
was your management who closed the newspaper rather than giving
300 people who worked there who lost their jobs, who had nothing to do with any of this, and we are as
exactly, but the management took the view to close a newspaper instead of giving jobs to good honest journalists.
This was the moment when people started calling me scum. This was the moment my friends started asking me, did you hack a phone? Yeah, how would you feel, Nick, I don't know if he's still even there, but I mean, how would you feel if a story, if something you had nothing to do with because of that tipping moment, and it was that tipping point, it really was, that was the moment, the deletion, the interfering in active investigation, and the poor doubters, you know, in all of this have become pawns, sadly, which is just appalling. How would you feel if people started asking you if you'd hacked phones and you were calling you scum?
The turning point here, if we're getting the power of this story, is that the News of the World hacked into the mobile phone of an abducted girl and interfered with police inquiries. If you look at what we wrote, that's what the intro says. We actually know more than we did before about the extent to which News of the World activity obstructed the attempt to find Millie Dowler. If we tell the whole story about what went on, it actually gets rather worse. The story was about hacking the girl's voicemail. And then, if you remember, the next day, the Daily Telegraph produced a story about the victims of 7/7 also being hacked. And the cumulative effect of that got the Prime Minister up in the House of Commons saying that it was disgusting. That the deletions was a powerful factor, but it was not the main point of the story. I mean, it's very unfair if you personally are being blamed for hacking that other people are doing. But don't lose track of the fact that the hacking was happening. It's been confirmed. They did hack this girl. They also hacked, we know, it's been said before, the parents of the Soham girls who had been abducted and murdered. It's the full scale of the thing. You can't get away from it by saying that one element of this story, which was believed to be clear, is now not so clear.
Nick, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can I just put to you one of the tweets from Hayley Barlow, who used to run News of the World PR, and I'm sure you will have encountered on numerous occasions. She says that the former News of the World staff demand Guardian apology over false claims paper deleted Millie Dowler's voicemails, leading to closure and 300 job losses. Is it your understanding or your belief then that actually the deletion of the voicemails, that part of the story, wouldn't have changed anything, that it was the hacking that really was significant here and the end result would have been the same?
Exactly. To claim that it's the deletion element of that story which made all the difference is a grotesque distortion. And there was always the risk that if we came out with the new evidence, that mischief makers would get hold of it and try to make more of it than should be made. I have to say, on the whole, Fleet Street has behaved extremely well. They've run straight stories about it. There's just a little bit of mischief making going on, and it should stop. It's a much, much bigger scandal. One element, one story, doesn't change the scandal. I should say, Tom, that I thought the decision to close the News of the World was cruel and wrong, and the people who Hayley speaks for should not have done it. It was an entirely selfish and unnecessary decision taken by the Murdochs, sacrificing other people's jobs to save their own. Very bad decision. And